Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Do you know how long the average professional spends making slide decks every week? 5 hours. That's almost an entire workday resizing text boxes and moving around bullet points. Well, Gamma is here to rescue you from presentation purgatory. Just drop in your notes and Gamma magically turns them into polished presentations, websites, social posts, you name it. No design or coding skills required. Start for free at gamma.app and get a month of Gamma Pro for free with promo code PODCAST.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, many of us have come to dread the word subscription as we're paying for so many of them, myself included. However, our resident tech guru, Andy O'Donoghue, thinks that SMEs need to start embracing subscriptions as a business model. Good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning, Bobby.
Now, I think I get where you're coming from here, because it probably is a great model if you have a subscription built into your business model that people forget about and just willingly pay forever and a day, and we're all happy and it's all great. But the world doesn't really work like that, Andy.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, I suppose the first, say Netflix is the one that we all know about. All you can eat movies, you pay a monthly fee, whatever it is now, 12, 15 euros a month. And that makes sense. And we all kind of accepted that pretty quick. Then you think the software business, Adobe and Microsoft, they moved, instead of buying boxes off the shelf, we started paying monthly fees.
Well, just giving Microsoft as an example, I'm sometimes not sure what I'm paying for in there. Or Apple is another one. You know, you get this bill for 10 euros, say, and you don't know whether it's, if I don't pay this, will I be cut off?
Yeah.
Or there's an opaqueness about it that probably suits the business better than the consumer.
And that probably isn't by accident,
yeah,
to be honest. There is an Apple kind of user principle. It's what they try to do is they take away what's called the pain of paying. So if you notice, if you download something on the Apple store, you don't get an invoice for a few days. And there's kind of a psychology about that. You buy it and you think, oh, I'm paying for that now like you would in a shop. You think, oh, dent in the credit card. But if an invoice comes a few days later, you think, oh yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
So there's an interesting psychology about it. Why I think it's interesting for SMEs, though, Bobby, is...
And you were writing about this in Business Plus,
This month's edition of Business Plus. And kind of my advice for SMEs is that they could start to look at subscription models. And believe it or not, we've seen very, very successful subscription models. Accountants have started to do it. Monthly fee gets you an annual return and maybe payroll. But interestingly, I've seen it even in kind of utility businesses. So you might have the gutter man or other services. Maintenance services, you pay a monthly fee, might be 20, 50 euros, on the basis that you think, well, they're going to cut the grass a few times and they're going to look after the drains, things like that. And so utility companies are starting to use the subscription business, which I think is brilliant.
Well, I think it's brilliant for them, but I would argue that it's not great for the consumer, because I'll just give you an example. I had to change my credit card recently because I thought I'd been scammed online. I hadn't been, but I changed my credit card. And then I realized the amount of bills that came in that I was subscribing to that had been stopped because I was on a different credit card and they hadn't been paid. And I said, why am I paying all these subscriptions? And it was a wake up call for me that it is, and it's like any retainer. You really need to be sure that you're getting value. And you know, silence is not enough.
I think that's a really good point. And there are examples of subscription businesses in Ireland. In Tramore, County Waterford, the Book Resort, Aisling Finn's company, she has this really clever subscription model where you pay a monthly fee and you get a selection of books from different genres, but you also get Irish-made gifts, I think chocolates and other things that come every month. And I was talking to her and I think she said that half of the subscribers are buying for themselves. Now, that's very different because you're getting something. So it's a reminder of your subscription every month. So that's a very tangible service.
So that's different than a retainer, per se, retainer might be a service
exactly
that's provided.
That you may or may not, and of course the company providing it, hope that you don't take advantage of the whole thing. What you're talking about, though, Bobby, is interesting because it's the digital subscription. And digital subscriptions, in a way, are almost designed to be translucent. We're never quite sure what we're subscribed to. And you had that also. I've had that in the past. And you think, well, why am I subscribing to two music services? Do I need Prime and Netflix? Also, it's interesting that the cost doesn't kind of push us to a pain point. €10 a month, people say, ah, oh, it's only a tenner, it's okay. But if it was €79 a month, you would notice.
Yeah.
So those small costs. But of course, what you should do is start to think about subscription management. If you use a card like Revolut, you can classify things as subscriptions and you can pause subscriptions. The other thing I would say is think seriously about what subscriptions you need this time of year.
You probably should have all your subscriptions written down in one place.
You should have them on one card.
Yeah.
Ideally a card that allows you to analyze subscriptions and pause them. And don't forget, this is okay, we're just coming into the summer. Do you need two movie services at this time of year, or are you going to be out walking, cycling, playing golf, doing things like that? So pause them and wait until the winter for services like that.
Do you think we're moving to a day, Andy, where everything will be on demand, in the sense that, you know, I don't, and even things like the subscription model of Netflix or yeah. Sky or any of those, that all of us, that they're under pressure from, I watch two movies a year and I'm able to go online and pay for those two movies and not be in a Netflix or a Sky or a whatever type of subscription scenario.
Of all of the subscription companies or the subscription economy, Netflix are the best. Netflix know us so well. They show us the things we might like. They really keep us hooked and they're really good at it. But they also provide a really good service. What's interesting, I think, though, in general, is you're touching on something that was kind of mooted a few years back, that, you know, say your children would never own a car, that they will always have a subscription car. And we've seen that kind of accessibility to cars or to electric bikes or scooters. So will everything become kind of a monthly fee that you can pick and choose? The companies that provide it, though, they don't like kind of the pay per action, because that's very unpredictable. And what does Wall Street love? They love predictable revenue that's growing by a few percent every year.
Yeah, so in other words, the want it now, buy it now, have it now is fine, but it isn't a sustainable business model. Or it's certainly a much tougher one.
And unpredictable.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And analysts don't like unpredictability. So what can they do? People like Netflix, what they can do is they give us solid shows, but they promise us a second series. And, you know, the time between series gets shorter. So
yeah.
We don't bother cancelling, which is very clever. But how do SMEs get in on that? I mean, it's a complicated business, but there are brilliant models for SMEs, some of which I just outlined, and they're worth considering.
And can you make a transition from being, I suppose, a product or service that sells in a traditional way to being one of subscription? In other words, that you can ride two horses.
Well, look
for a while anyway.
Look, as I just mentioned, say Aisling Finn's bookshop is an excellent example. Cheese, believe it or not, is another one. I mean, the traditional cheese shop, you go in Saturday morning, you buy some fancy French bread and you buy great cheese and you have weird dreams for 3 days.
Just another subscription I need, a cheese one. I'll have to get on to that. As always, Andy O'Donoghue, thanks for dropping in and saying hello. Good to talk to you as always.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Do you know how long the average professional spends making slide decks every week? 5 hours. That's almost an entire workday resizing text boxes and moving around bullet points. Well, Gamma is here to rescue you from presentation purgatory. Just drop in your notes and Gamma magically turns them into polished presentations, websites, social posts, you name it. No design or coding skills required. Start for free at gamma.app and get a month of Gamma Pro for free with promo code PODCAST.